You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Top of the podcast for your Thursday.
Mm-hmm, it is Thursday, and continuing this little thing that we've been doing by getting people into the office.
The continuing saga.
Just have a little bit of a chat. Welcome, Amy, to the studio. Welcome.
Hello, thank you.
And you're leaving us.
Oh, but you guys have been awesome, and I've loved working with you.
You had a good run.
I've had a good run.
And you've, you've had family members star on our show as well.
I know, young Carly, she's devastated. She thinks that she won't be able to come on again. I've said, yes, it's okay, you can.
Look, she's probably gone down the pecking order with your exit, you know.
Don't do that.
You'll break your heart, Simo.
Carly, if you're listening, hey. I completely want to distance myself from Simo's comments. Simo's wrong.
Hey, out of Jordan and I, who was helping her out with her homework this week?
Simo did actually help her with
some artwork.
Yes.
Yep. So what if she gets an F for that particular piece of homework? We know who to blame.
Yeah.
No, she won't get an F.
No, she's she'll be back on the show for sure, little Carly.
Mm-hmm. But where are you? So you're leaving us here at the radio station. Where are you going? You've got a new job elsewhere?
I have a new job. I'm actually going to manage a salon locally.
So is it a salon, like hair salon? Or?
No, beauty salon.
You're going to go into a... Well, Jordan, he's very inquisitive about waxing, isn't he?
I know. He's been asking all week about a Brazilian.
Really?
Mm. Not for me. Not for me. I want a Brazilian for my co-host, dear Simo.
Jordan's
no,
like...
Because Simo,
secretly,
Simo, hang on, Simo, take your shirt off.
No.
And let's see how hairy your
take
chest.
Your
see, take, no, that. Take the shirt off.
No.
Stand up. There's all the girls in the office that want to see. Take the shirt off, and we'll see.
Oh my
god! Because he's got a super hairy chest, which I think we need to sort out.
Jordan, just stop. You keep bringing up this Brazilian waxing for Simo.
Do you have
a desire to have it done? Is that what the problem
is? I think Simo,
is?
Like I keep saying, Simo needs to have it done.
You know when you're at school and you want to get the gossip or you want to find out some information for yourself, and you're like, oh, my friend just like wants to know.
Yes.
If you like them, it's a little bit like that, isn't it?
It's 100% like that.
Oh yeah, I am a gossip whore. I make no bones about it. I love a bit of gossip.
Up and Adam. It is Simo and Jordan. Thursday morning, 4 minutes gone past six.
Morning, Simo.
How are you doing?
Well, I tell you what. Last night I was lying in bed trying to get to sleep, and could only be described as what I was hearing the most annoying noise in the world as you're trying to go to sleep.
Oh, was it a moth on a light globe? That's right up there.
That is right up there. And you are very close.
Okay. Cause...
This one was... hang on, I'll just kill the music for a second.
Yeah,
okay, I'll try and do an impersonation. Okay.
Mm. Is that a mosquito? Fly, right. Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't know. It was either a mosquito or a fly, but it decided 5 minutes after I turned the light out, it would be a perfect idea to go and fly right next to Jordan's ear.
Nice. No, it's. I always get the kind of the thoughts that some of those insects are a little bit like, they're a little bit kinky, those like mosquitoes and moths, especially the moths.
What do you mean?
Well, because they're always like, you know, just hanging around looking for lights, you know, like, ooh. Oh, you got some, that's a lovely looking globe you've got there. Just so you can, just the moths come out of nowhere and they're just like, yes, give me the light.
I mean, yeah, I know the moths are attracted to the light, but I don't think it's because they're kinky in any way.
Simo and Jordan hanging out for you Thursday. Plenty to come. We've got No Shame right now. Five Sauce, 5 seconds of summer. More Aussie music playing out on Snow FM. Breakfast morning.
Simo and Jordan.
BB, Rexa, Last Hurrah on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan with you before 7 o'clock news, sport and weather.
And it's Simo, it's time to find out what's been happening in the world.
Today in tabloids, thanks to McDonald's.
Today, Junior!
Today's the day!
Feeling it, we're feeling good, hey?
Today in tabloids, Coachella Music Festival postponed until October due to the coronavirus outbreak.
Oh, really?
The festival, it's one of the biggest in the world, brings about 500,000 fans to an open-air site.
Mm.
So in LA there over two weekends. It was due to start on the April 10th and April 17th, and it's been now moved to like November.
It's going to be, because like lots of these things are sadly getting like moved and postponed because of coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, you know, the coronavirus is dealt with very soon. But just imagine when it is dealt with, we're going to have a massive influx of things to do.
Yeah.
Because we've got all the stuff from earlier in the year that's been postponed, plus all the stuff that was going to happen at that time of the year anyway.
The lineup for the year was headlined by Rage Against the Machine, Frank Ocean and Travis Scott. No news on whether that will change now with the dates changing. I assume festivals like Burning Man just go ahead anyway, because they're wild, right?
Yeah.
They're out in the middle of the desert somewhere without any clothes on.
Look, I mean, I wouldn't go to Burning Man whether coronavirus was around or not.
Yeah, nah, I wouldn't go there. Could not touch that place with a 10-foot pole or a 10-foot Burning Man stick.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Russian pranksters claim to have recorded Prince Harry saying that the US President Donald Trump has blood on his hands for pushing the coal industry.
Oh, this is interesting.
Well, because what happened was that these Russian pranksters, they called, I don't know how they got his number, but somehow they managed to call the...
I'm just surprised Prince Harry has a mobile phone.
Yeah.
He's just like scrolling through Instagram in his spare time.
Apparently they managed to get a hold of him where they imitated climate activist Greta Thunberg and her father. So that's how they managed to catch him out with saying some out there stuff.
Do we know how they released the audio? Was it actually Prince Harry, or was it just someone that sounded a bit like Prince Harry?
That would be classic, wouldn't it? It's available on YouTube.
Right.
So that would be funny if they were imitating Greta Thunberg and it was some other random imitating Prince Harry.
I know.
Then it would have just been idiots talking nonsense.
But it would be a brilliant headline for what is essentially two people impersonating two other people.
Harry Styles' Australian tour, mentioned this yesterday. He's come out to say he's got some shows happening down under. Love on tour concert. So I think there's four concerts at the end of this year that he's going to do. Harry Styles, some big news there for Aussie.
Yeah, it's good news if you're a Harry Styles fan. You do have to wait for the concerts. They are happening, I think, sort of late November, early December. So they're still a little while away.
Right on. And then finally, Robert Irwin. He's learning to drive in his late father Steve's old ute.
So that's nice. So which one's Robert Irwin? So he's Steve Irwin's son.
Yeah, he's the youngest.
Right. Oh, so he's the young. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I see that one.
Crazy. So he's 16 now. And driving.
God, he's 16.
Yeah.
He was like a baby yesterday.
I know, right? Creepy, isn't it?
Scary. But no, it's a nice touch that, you know, he's kind of learning how to drive in. What was it, his father Steve's ute?
Yeah, so he posted a picture to Instagram with his little L learner plates on this really big, huge four-wheel drive ute. So
yeah, it's a nice touch.
Got access to a big car. Sometimes, you know, the cars don't suit the people, but he dresses for the...
Yeah.
He dresses for the on-road, off-road, no-road.
And let's face it, when we were 16, with, you know, all the only passengers we'd have in the car would be our mum or perhaps a sibling or whatever. He has to drive around crocodiles.
It's fair,
so
cool.
Feel free to have a big car.
That's today in tabloids, thanks to McDonald's.
Simo and Jordan.
Dominic Fike, that's Three Nights on the way out of that one. Snow FM at breakfast. Happy Thursday. Simo and Jordan hanging out. 26 minutes past 7. And this next one, there's a lady she's been arrested because she's a car thief.
Okay. All right. So far, nothing out of the ordinary.
That's right. She's facing charges after police say she stole a car, but she tried to...
Do you have to throw in allegedly here?
Yeah, but...
Is that a legal requirement?
She's facing charges.
Okay.
So that's
confirmed. She allegedly stole a car.
That's right, yeah. And what she said to try and get out of it, a little bit different. So did you have good excuses to get out of things at a young age?
Not really. No, my excuses were pretty terrible. I think back in the day in school when I hadn't done my homework and I came up with some ludicrous excuse, the teachers pretty much saw
right
straight through them, yeah.
Ugh. They can always do that as well.
I know. Like, what is it with bad teachers? They all have superpowers.
I think kids are just crap liars.
They can always tell when you're lying.
So it's worth mentioning as well, the officer spotted a vehicle that resembled one that had recently been reported stolen, followed, her name is Serena Henry, to her home.
Okay.
And the 48-year-old Henry allegedly ignored the officer's orders to pull over and then parked right in front of her home.
Right.
The allegedly stolen vehicle. When it gets really weird is the fact that by getting out of it, she told police that she was Beyoncé Knowles.
Okay. You know how at the start of this you asked me had I made up any kind of silly excuses?
Yeah.
I don't think if my English teacher back in school said, why haven't you done your homework? Oh, because I'm Beyonce Knowles.
Because I'm Beyonce.
I don't think that would have got me out of it.
She's a dead ringer for her as well, Jordan.
Is she actually? No, or
not
really?
Not at all. Like no. That. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're showing me a picture of her on your screen there.
A bit more Gollum to her.
No, that is 100% not Beyonce.
Yeah. And the best part is...
Like, even if you don't exactly know what Beyonce looks like, you know for a fact that that's not her.
And the best part as well is like when the police stopped her at her home and she's like, oh, I'm Beyonce, I can do what I want. The police just went...
Been working on that far too long, haven't you?
Yeah.
Look, you're so happy with that joke. I've never seen you laugh at anything more in my life.
Simo and Jordan.
Dua Lipa, Be The One, Snow FM, Breakfast. Simo and Jordan hanging out with you for your Thursday.
And Simo, you know one of my favourite topics to talk about on this show is food.
Yeah, of course.
Last night for dinner, when I arrived home, my housemate was actually cooking something and told me that he'd made too much of what he was cooking.
Right.
And so offered me some of it, which was very nice. And it was a delicious meal.
Okay, so it wasn't like he cooked for you. I was worried for a moment.
Well.
I thought you were getting spoiled.
Yeah, I mean, if he's more than welcome to cook for me if he wants, because based on last night's, it was a delicious meal that he prepared.
Wow, okay.
So he went for some meatballs and a tomato sauce and some pasta.
Oh, yeah.
Just a traditional combination.
Wait, literally tomato sauce out of the bottle?
And, no, it was more, it wasn't like ketchup.
Like what do they call it?
Napolitana.
Nap sauce.
Napoli sauce, whatever that is. I don't know. To be honest, I'm pretty sure he got the tomato sauce out of a jar, so I don't think we're... quite sure, and actually the pasta was out of a packet, so we didn't roll it fresh.
Just how Mama used to make.
So yeah, so we made meatballs and pasta. It was delicious.
Mm.
And then afterwards, after we'd eaten the meal, quite literally just after I'd finished my final mouthful,
yes,
kind of turns to me and go, so, did you notice anything different about the meatballs?
Ugh, this is when people like a weird flexing for compliments.
I know.
Yeah.
I think he was just trying to make me feel a bit weird and kind of worried about, oh my God, have I just eaten?
Yeah.
That's... Is this traced with laxatives or something?
Because, I mean, if your bartender said that, how much would you freak out?
Hey, oh, a lot.
You want to know?
And if your doctor told you that.
So, hey, you want to know what was...
do you want to know what was actually in those pills?
You want to know what was in that, eh?
So what it was, so he kind of asked me, so I was like, what meats do you reckon I used for the meatballs? And I'm like, I don't know, was it pork or beef or chicken or something?
Oh, it wasn't fake, was it?
It kind of was.
Wow.
So it turns out that the dish was entirely 100% vegetarian.
Wow.
There was no meat in it.
Okay.
But you know how there's these fake meats?
Vaguely.
I don't know whether this... It probably... Now I think about it, it probably is, but it's not. It essentially what it was, he got some kind of mushroom... mix from the shop. Is that what the fake meats are?
Yeah, like the people are doing like mushroom, like mints and things like
that. Yes, that's what it was. It wasn't like tofu or anything like that.
Mm.
It was mushroom mints that he'd mixed with a couple of other things.
So could you tell?
Made into meatballs. No, I couldn't tell.
Wow.
I couldn't tell at all. Maybe it was because I'm hungry, or maybe it was because the sauce was nice and that's all I could taste.
Because you don't... I feel like you'd be someone that doesn't eat mushrooms...
Oh, no, I actually really love mushrooms.
Oh, okay, right. Well, there you go.
And so did my housemate, because he made mushroom meatballs and the sauce. He had actually chopped up some more mushrooms to put in the sauce to kind of have people do that.
So are you a convert now?
Well, here's the thing. Like, I was eating it going, this is actually really delicious. And I was going to ask him after, like, when I'm halfway through, I'm like, well, I'm going to ask him anyway what's in it.
Mm.
Because, like, this is delicious and I want to try and make it myself.
I'll have the recipe.
But the thing is, as soon as he told me that, maybe this is just my prejudice or whatever the word is.
Yeah.
But as soon as he told me that, he's like... Oh, so it's mushrooms. Anyway, do you want some more? I'm going to have a second helping. And I'm all of a sudden like, oh.
Oh, he's tested you there.
I know. He's tested me there.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's food, so I did have more. So
oh, you did.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But I was tricked by food.
Mm.
I was tricked by food. I thought I was eating something else, and I wasn't.
That must be quite tough for you to square away, because you and food have quite it's a relationship for the ages. It's the best love story since Twilight.
Yeah, I mean, some people you may have heard as, oh, those two people have a love-hate relationship.
Yeah.
With me, it's a love-love.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Some people as well, you know, they look at a relationship and they're like, those two can't get enough of each other. You see Jordan with a hot dog or with a burger. Mm. It's the same feeling.
It's
so
true.
I am
not denying this.
I'm sorry you've been betrayed.
But, like, it's never made me feel more like a child. Because, I remember back in the day when your parents kind of told you a lie about a certain food or a certain drink.
Absolutely.
Or something to say, to make it seem like it's healthier, or just like if it's a bad food, just stop you eating or drinking it. And it reminded me of one lie. which my parents told me
right.
when I was about five, about a specific drink.
Mm.
And it was the entire reason I didn't drink that drink every single day. And I only found out it was a lie when I was like 16 or 17.
Wow, you have been betrayed a couple of
times. It was one specific soft drink, if I let you know what it is next.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will mention when you say like foods being snuck into like dinner time, like veggies and things like that.
Mm.
Okay, this is notorious in my household. Do you want to hear about that?
Yeah, I'll do that next as well.
Simo and Jordan.
In stereo, girlfriend, Snow FM, breakfast, Simo and Jordan, 10 minutes on the way to 8 o'clock morning. And we're discussing a bit of the issues surrounding foods growing up.
Yeah, and kind of all the little tricks that parents kind of do to get kids to maybe eat their vegetables or not eat so much junk food. And by the way, we should say 64572977. Give us a call. If you're a parent and you've got a very sneaky way of getting the kids to eat vegetables, we'd love to hear it. 64572977.
Get the vitamins. I think some kids just like, they get there's the omega-3 tablets that look like fish. I know those do the rounds.
Do they?
Yeah, to get the omega.
I think we should just say, please don't take Simo's advice on anything to do with tablets.
Well, no, I'm not a health...
Read the label. If symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional and whatever else the fine print on the end of those ads say.
Yeah, no, I'm not a dietitian.
But you had... so you had your parents, when you were a young Simo, they would sneak veggies into your foods?
No, more so that we... so I'm one of three brothers. And the youngest one...
Mm-hmm.
He quite often, because he was the youngest, he didn't realise how many shots he was taking for the team.
Really? we can laugh about it now.
So what would occur is, now Brussels sprouts, from memory, you can't stand them, right?
Hate them as a kid, hate them now.
Won't go near them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I will, because I'm like, if anything that tastes like dirt and is a green bulb, you'd think it tastes, well, you'd think it's healthy, wouldn't you? Like the offset, I guess so. Yeah.
If anything tastes disgusting, it's probably healthy.
Like the payoff. If it tastes like dirt and it isn't dirt, chances are.
Good. Just if it tastes like dirt and then just in brackets, and it isn't dirt, but it was potentially grown in dirt.
Yeah.
Then odds are it's healthy.
Yeah, so that was the rationale. Anyway, so we were getting veggies stacked up on our plates, you know, on every night, which is, really good for you. Probably three Brussels sprouts during a roast each. Right.
Mm-hmm.
When I say that, three sprouts each, but my brother was probably getting, the youngest brother was probably getting seven.
So what would you like sneak yours onto his plate? Is that how it would work?
And so you had to, my brother, so it goes Nathan's, so I'm the eldest, Simo, then you got Nathan, then you got Ben. What would happen was you'd have to be on the lookout for Papa Dad and Mama, making
when Dad's distracted with the gravy.
When Dad, it's very true, with the box of Grey Box, he's a busy boy up there. So you just watch with a keen eye, vastly look across the kitchen, like you're looking over the pride lands in Lion King.
Mm.
And then as soon as he's not looking at the table, and then you had to make sure that Benny, the youngest, he was like, you know, he was normally pretty consumed with his potatoes. He zoned out a lot. And then you just kind of grab as like a couple of your sprouts and then just you got the knife and fork, you go boom, and just like straight on his plate, no one was the wiser.
Genius.
Yeah, so my, the two eldest brothers, myself and Nathan, our relationship was forged in the fires of sprout battles.
Does the youngest brother know about this? Have you come clean to him now in adult life?
I'm still not sure.
Or is he perhaps listening to this and going to be in a bit of shock?
I think now it's probably still happening. It's just, because he's still at home with mum and dad because he's the youngest. So dad's probably reached the point where he's like, I've eaten enough sprouts in my life.
There you go. He's
passing them on to Benny.
You're yours, son.
Meanwhile, youngest brother absolutely ripped.
Well, I tell you what, I had a similar thing, but it's kind of different. Because like my mum told me a bit of a lie about a certain soft drink in order to stop us drinking it all the time.
Mm.
Are you familiar with Lucozade?
Yes.
It's a soft drink. I think it's more popular perhaps in America or like the UK than it is here, but it is still kind of popular here.
I do partake in one. It's a tasty time, but it does loosen things up.
Mm.
Goes straight through you. You know, like how coffee goes straight through, it's the TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lucozade, it's very softens the gut, as it were.
Okay. Well, that has changed things.
Why is that?
Because turns out my mum might not have been lying but telling me the truth.
Right. Oh,
because she said to me and my brother when we were younger that LucasAid, it's only a soft drink that you can have when you're unwell and when you're sick. And sure enough, when she kept up with the lie, like whenever we had a day off school or something, she'd come home from the supermarket with some LucasAid and it would be a treat.
The hell?
That it was like a kind of, that was, and in order, we couldn't have it when we were healthy. So when we were shopping with mums, can I have a LucasAid? No, you can only have that when you're sick. But now you've said that.
Yeah.
Maybe she was kind of telling the truth.
Yeah, maybe.
To a degree. Like, I wouldn't go as far to say it's a health drink.
No, no.
But maybe there was something, like, if you got a cold or something, does it kind of help you without wanting to get too disgusting at breakfast time?
No, more the other end, not oh, the top other end, back end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
So if you got a sore stomach, that would maybe help?
Well, maybe.
Not a healthcare professional at all.
The worrying thing is, she is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So maybe LucasAid is sort of healthy for you.
What kind? Is she a brain surgeon? Because that's...
No, she's just a nurse.
Okay, right. Just...
No, sorry, no, not just a nurse. Not like... They're brilliant nurses. I don't mean it like that. Don't take it out of context, Simo.
Keep backtracking.
Simo and Jordan.
Lady Gaga, Snow FM Breakfast. That was Stupid Love. It's Simo and Jordan hanging out this morning, about to go 8:15.
And Simo, the 2020 Snowy Hydro Kuma Show, it is happening this weekend. 64572977. That is the number you need to ring if you can guess what animal Simo will be impersonating. And if you can, a double pass to the Kuma Show is heading your way.
Now, you crafted this segment to make me look stupid.
I crafted this segment without your knowledge.
Yeah.
And it has been a fantastic segment.
What I would say is, like, you're the one looking stupid now because we're, what, 3 from 3?
No, well...
With guesswork?
I want people to win these tickets. So I've just given you an opportunity to shine, Simo. Because I know that impersonating animals is your call. You know, give up this radio thing and just stick to impersonating animals.
I think I've proved you wrong. You thought I would fail with the sounds. And I have really proven you wrong and showed you up, really.
You're not necessarily 100% incorrect with that assumption.
All right.
64572977. If you know what animal Simo is impersonating, give us a call. 2020 Snowy Hydro Kuma Show double pass is heading your way. 64572977. Simo.
Tickets are all yours to the Kuma Show. If you know what this animal is.
Simo, can we have the impersonation, please? All right. So we are 3 from 3 this week.
We are, yeah.
You're running at a 100% ratio.
Yeah, I am. Come
I don't
on.
Want to call it early.
Come on, guys.
But I think that 100% ratio may be going down. What was that?
Here we go. Here we go. Right, go again. Ready?
Go
ready?
Again. Go again.
There you go. I reckon it's not bad.
I don't think that... I don't know what that is.
Hey, you picked it straight away off air.
Yeah, so breaking the fourth wall and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So you...
Yep.
So during that song, you kind of did the...
did this practicing.
You did the impression. You were kind of practicing in the studio.
Yeah.
And I picked what it was straight away.
Yeah.
But what you did during that song was very different to
was
that.
It?
Yes. Do it without the hands thing.
Right,
you're covering
right,
your hands or something
ready?
To give it an
ready?
Effect.
Oh. There you go.
I reckon that's marginally better. Well, 64572977. Give us a call and let us know if you reckon you know what animal that is.
I know. The 100% record could be gone. We'll find out. Wait for you right now, though. More Aussie music. It is I'm Good. She's moved to LA, carrying that Australian flag all the way to a Medicar.
Simo and Jordan.
Wafia, I'm good on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan hanging out this morning.
And Simo, we are in the middle of what animal is Simo impersonating? 64572977. Give us a call if you know what animal Simo is impersonating. Double pass to the 2020 Snowy Hydro Kuma Show is heading your way.
I've done the sound already this morning.
Yes.
Competitors on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning to Sam. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Tremendously well. You're going to help me out get to 4 out of 4 for this week. And hence I shall be known as the bird sound master.
Well, I mean, Sam, I think you've got a bit of a clue there already with Simo saying it's a bird.
Wait, are you claiming?
Maybe.
I mean, it might not be. You never know.
No, it could be a double bluff, but it's probably not, considering he only thought of that just then.
Also, you know, all I'm saying is that I am very good at the bird sounds, but you said that the sound that I made wasn't very good.
Yeah.
So, You know, it could be anything.
Well, I tell you what, Sam, out of 10, how confident are you feeling that you know what animal Simo was impersonating?
I'm pretty confident, but yes. I'm probably back at maybe an 8, but
all right, yeah.
No bird watching myself, so I'll give it a go.
Again, right. It may not be a bird, but it probably is. All right, Simo, give us the noise once more.
Sam from Cooma with the guess after this. Here we go.
All right, that is the noise.
Yeah.
All right, Sam, what do you reckon?
Mate, I'm probably going to back a pigeon.
Yes! Yes! The man, Sam, yes.
Yeah.
You've got that, mate. Those tickets are all yours. You're off to the Cooma Show.
Oh, sweet as.
Oh, mate,
awesome,
that's
mate.
So
thanks
good.
Very much.
No worries, dude.
Give us a shout out for Blackmore Constructions, mate, if you need any work done.
Yeah, well, you're building a deck, right, today?
Yeah, the deck out of here, mate. Beautiful.
So watch out for the pigeon poo.
No dramas. Cheers, mate.
Have a good one. Lunch Money Lewis right now. 4 from 4, Jordan. Suck it.
Congratulations, Simo. You're better at doing bird noises than I thought.
And congratulations to Sam. He's off to the show, by the way.
Congratulations, Sam. Perhaps the only person in the Snowy Mountains who would have got that right, because I sure didn't.
Simo and Jordan.
The love running out for One Republic there, Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan, 16 minutes on the way to 9 o'clock.
And Simo, 12 hours straight on a treadmill will probably be my idea of hell. But someone who is doing it for a very good reason joins us in the studio. Em Hardwick, thank you so much for joining us and giving us some of your time. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, you are doing 12 hours on a treadmill straight for a very good cause. What's the cause?
I am. But before we go on, I'm hoping that there will be some people that come and join me so I do get a break. But no, I am a national finalist in the Miss Australia World pageant this year, raising funds for Tour de Cure Australia and JDRF Australia. And I also advocate for anti-bullying and suicide prevention.
And now this is happening on the 14th of March. So I say 12 hours straight on a treadmill. Like I say, hopefully it's not just you doing the full 12 hours.
I hope not.
So what's happening? What's happening?
So 7 a.m. to 7 p.m, proudly supported by High Country Fitness, which is awesome. Essentially, the aim is to have a treadmill running for an entire 12 hours.
I see.
Whether or not that is me running for 12 hours, running/walking, or whether or not I've got some friends and family who would love to come down and... join in the day. There'll be other fitness challenges and things that people can participate in. The Lions Club are doing a barbecue for us. We're having a bake sale. So it's just going to be a day of fun with the aim of raising funds for Tour de Cure and JDRF.
Yeah, so you just mentioned Tour de Cure and JDRF Australia. So are those funds that are raised for those societies, are they close to your heart for a particular reason?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I've had family members affected both by cancer and type 1 diabetes. So they were two causes that are very close to my heart. My other advocacy, anti-bullying and suicide prevention, it just needs to stop.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm doing what I can to help that.
And the JDRF specifically, that stands for Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. So is there a lot more look at the younger generation with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, traditionally when JDRF was formed many years ago, it was Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation.
It's been around since the 80s, right? It's
Yeah. So now we do focus very much on young adults and adults with type 1 diabetes because, as you may know, you know, it's not just juveniles. Many people are being diagnosed later in life.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to look out for those people as well.
And so that's where the money is going for the purpose of the 12 hours on the treadmill. Now, what are there rules in place apart from the amount of time? I'm just wondering if it's like, can the treadmill go down to, you know, when you're like absolutely knackered and it's just like, oh man, I'm like, I'm gonna walk and then just like look around the gym for if anyone's looking at me, I'll like pop it back up, like put the treadmill back up to like a 6 or a 7 or an 8 or 12 is like my max.
Yeah, I'm assuming the treadmill has to be running and someone has to be actually on it. You can't just flick the treadmill on and then come back, you're like 12 hours later, I've just been watching a movie and some TV and we've covered. No, someone has to be on the treadmill.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, you can walk. Nobody's saying that you have to run,
right? Yeah,
but you can walk. walk.
But if you do want to be Usain Bolt,
absolutely,
feel free.
Look, I think the speed goes up to about 16 kilometres per hour, so if you feel like, you know, getting those legs moving.
Well, we looked that up this morning. Usain Bolt, over 100 metres, 25 k's an hour.
Mm.
So, you know, we'll be under that.
Now, you are a Miss Australia World National finalist. That's correct?
Yes.
I noticed you brought your sash in and tiara in with you this morning.
Absolutely.
Now, during that last song, we were trying to convince Simo, my dear friend Simo over here, to perhaps pop the tiara on.
Mm.
Simo, your thoughts on that for a little time? Would you pop the tiara on or maybe not?
Problem is with that, Jordan, I would. I don't really want to, but tiaras are reserved for princesses and...
Queens.
Yeah, princesses and queens. So, unfortunately, in this room, I am not that...
Oh, you never know. I think we can make an exception.
I think the entire Snowies knows who the queen is in this room.
What are you trying to say?
So thank you very much for joining us, Em, this morning, and good luck with the 12-hour challenge. Really hopeful that lots of funds raised. People enjoy the day as well.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your support.
And also we should say people can get involved. How can people get involved?
Absolutely. People can come to High Country Fitness at any time from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday. They can jump on the treadmill for 15 minutes or an hour, however long they want, or they can make a donation, grab a sausage sandwich, grab some cakes, just have some fun. But High Country Fitness, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. this Saturday.
Jordan, you might wear that tiara to the barbecue. I can't see him on the tread.
I'll probably be spending most of my time at the barbecue, not gonna lie.
Awesome. There's lots of those to have.
Sam Smith now on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan.
Maybe what? Simo and Jordan.
Bob Sinclair, that was Love Generation on Snow FM. It's Simo and Jordan hanging out with you. 9:30 for your Thursday.
And Simo, pedometers, they're normally used for just counting your steps. Yep. Perhaps you're in the gym and you want to see how many steps you do, or if you just want to see how many steps you do throughout the day, I think 10,000 is what people say are like a healthy amount of steps to do.
I've got a housemate that always swans in and shows me their steps on a 5 o'clock in the afternoon and let me know they haven't left the workplace, but by golly, have they been moving.
How many steps are we talking?
Like 7,000, which is...
7,000, that's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty decent. This one, though, this pedometer has been on a wild ride.
So it's not just counted steps. It's done a bit more.
Firefighters have tackled a blaze that broke out after a pig swallowed a pedometer, which then combusted in its pen after excretion. A lot to unpack there.
Yes. So hang on. So for whatever reason, this pig decided, you know, I'm not satisfied with counting my steps.
Yep.
I want to know how many steps I take.
That's right. So someone obviously left their pedometer lying around. Fire crews were called to a blaze that covered 75 square metres.
Right.
At four pig pens.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they discovered was because the pedometer, how do you say it?
The pedometer, yeah.
It reacted with the dung and the dry hay after excretion and then burst into flames.
I mean, okay, so it's firstly a very good ad for those pedometers that it can survive going through a pig's intestine and yeah. Like I say, I assume much of their innards are much the same as like humans, you know, they've got stomach acid and all this sort of stuff. And, you know, it was still a sort of at least a functioning thing, or at least looked like it was.
Well, apparently the pedometer was there because they put them on animals.
Oh, it's a special pig pedometer.
To prove that they're free range. So you know how you, like, you get your free range eggs and stuff?
Yeah. Is that...
I had no idea.
It's a weird thing to put on your resume. What do you do? I strap pedometers to pigs.
I think it's just a skill that the farmer has attained. I don't think it's a specialised occupation.
Hello, I'm a specialised pig pedometer fitter. Oh, well, there you got chickens. Sorry, can't help you with that one.
What can you tell us about your experience? Well, you know, I've fitted pigs with pedometers for a long time. Oh, and this is the reason you want to become an apple genius at the apple bar?
Yes, it is.
Look, I think this qualifies me, really.
Yes, it is.
So, I mean, that pedometer... It's had an experience for sure, hasn't it?
And then so it somehow spontaneously combusted when mixed with...
Yeah, because it's got a battery in it, so...
I see.
Then the heat and the hay and the dung and then kaboom, and then...
But fortunately, firefighters managed to get to it and put the fire out, which is fantastic, before anyone could be injured or anything like that.
Exactly, and no pigs harmed.
And no pigs harmed as well, which is also very good. Fantastic work by the fireys there.
But what was harmed, all I'll say is that pedometer has seen some...
Simo and Jordan.
Jesse J Ariana Grande as well. That was Bang Bang. Nicki Minaj spitting her rhyme there as well. Snow FM, Simo and Jordan with you.
And Simo, there is a suspect on the loose in Florida in America that has evaded capture for the last couple of months. This suspect has been spotted...
A couple of months?
Yeah, 75 times over this month's period. But yet, each time the cops turn up to arrest or take away the suspect in question, the suspect always manages to escape.
Suspect still at large.
Yes. The suspect in question is a cow.
Do you have what type of cow? Belted Galloway? Paul Hereford?
I know it's a cow. That's all I know.
Okay, right.
It's a Floridian, Floridian cow.
Floridian?
Floridian cow. It's a fluoro cow. It glows in the dark.
How have they managed to not capture it over that month period?
Well, here's
how
the thing.
Many months?
So it's been a couple of months. 75 times it has been spotted by members of the public. It's just a cow that has escaped and just happens to be wandering around Florida.
Yeah.
And each time the cops and cow handlers turn up to try and recapture the cow, it has managed to escape, and I'm quoting, due to its surprising speed and amazing fence jumping skills.
I know all about this.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course you used to grow, you grew up on a cow farm.
Cattle stud farm.
So what? So you know how fast cows
can run? Yeah, I've seen cows jump fences.
How high can they jump?
Is this news to you?
I haven't grown up on a cow farm.
Yeah, so... They can move pretty quick, and they do like it's almost like watching the Olympic high jump. But when they go over a fence, their feet do a nice little kind of tuck back.
Oh, I see.
Situation. So it's like a nice little kind of woo little so scissor kick.
So it's a bit like the diving in the Olympics. And here's Daisy running towards the fence. She's going to jump over and do a 2.5 pike in the somersault position.
That's right.
And then land and go like that.
That's
as
it.
Well.
Land from a tuck position.
Yes. Is that a thing?
Pretty similar.
Okay.
Yeah. Luckily, I grew up with Paul Herefords. They tend to be, you know, pretty placid. Placid. Oh. Yeah. They don't get up to much fence jumping. But the shorthorns, those ones, I tell you, they're real pricks.
Sorry, now you've said that, all I'm thinking is just whenever cows are just like, they're just sitting on the field, there's no humans around. Okay, let's have our own impromptu Olympics.
I'll have you know, have I told you the story of being chased? Like, they do move quick. 40 kilometres an hour is...
Can cows get 40 kilometres an hour?
Top speed of a cow.
Wow.
Which, what, humans are at 45?
Well, I mean, you say humans, that's Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt was at 45.
Usain Bolt's at 45 Ks.
Well, I outran a cow at age 12.
I outran Usain Bolt.
No.
No, you didn't. Stop lying.
I outran a cow, and I was in blue little boots. Blue, what do they call them?
Like what? Like footy boots?
Nah, the other ones.
Because they would be the perfect shoes that I would want to outrun a cow.
Rain boots, wellies.
Oh,
like
gum boots?
Yeah, those ones.
Mm.
Outran a shorthorn steer over 100 meter length.
Mm-hmm.
And utterly terrifying.
Why were you, did you have to challenge the cow to a 100 meter race?
No, I was trying to move it from one paddock to the next, and Dad's like, oh yeah, you're 12, you're old enough to go deal with the pen that has all the steers and the bulls. I'm like, yeah, cool. Waddled on down into the paddock. And then it didn't move. It just turned on me and then went at me.
You know what you should have done? You should have just ran into the paddock where the cow was meant to go to. Then it would have been fine.
No, I was looking for...
Young Simo gets a workout and the cow's in the right paddock. Everyone's happy.
Young Simo got a workout. Dad said he'd never seen anyone move so fast in blue gumboots. Very quick.
That is a quote you didn't expect your dad to say.
No, I was not going towards the paddock where I had to move it. I went for the nearest object, which was a very large tree.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, Simo, maybe we should fly you and your blue gumboots over to Florida.
Yeah, I could go on the trail.
You can hunt down this mysterious cow, which, like I say, 75 times it's been spotted. I just love the idea of just a cow just lurking around in the shadows.
Well, we know that I can definitely move faster than it, for sure.
You can certainly what?
Move faster. And on that note, let's get out of here.
Yes.
I'll catch you tomorrow.
See you then.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.